You've been here for the first time at Open Air St. Gallen. How do you like the festival so far? What's your impression of the festival?
It's been very nice. Obviously, the weather for us as British people is quite dangerous. So that was a concern, but the hospitality has been wonderful. I'm enjoying a nice Moscow Mule cocktail right now. Excellent food. Had a very nice Wiener Schnitzel. Everything's looking good so far. I'm looking forward to seeing Sigrid in a bit.
You're drinking Schützengarten. How do you like it?
Yeah, it's good.
Good lager right now.
I drank another one. It's at Klosterbräu, I think it is.
Yeah
that was all right. That was good. Good Swiss beer. I guess you have such clean water in Switzerland that the beer tastes good.
That's nice to hear. What's important to you guys when you come to a festival? When do you feel comfortable at a festival?
When it's not in the UK.
Yeah. So basically, anywhere outside of the UK, we're fine. In our country, musicians tend to be treated as subhuman. But here we actually get treated like real people. They give us wonderful local food. Today they gave us cigarettes, which was amazing because that never happens. So I think, yeah, the main criteria for us, put a festival outside of the UK, we'll have a good time.
And I guess you went to festivals or are going to festivals and obviously are playing at festivals as a band. Do you have any fun festival stories that you could tell?
Yeah, there are quite a few. There's one where we played a festival in Vlieland, which is an island off the top of the Netherlands. And so the whole island becomes a festival. And you get given these bicycles when you turn up and everyone rides around on that. Anyway, we were playing quite late and me and Sean got quite fucked. And Sean is the other guitarist in the band. And we didn't realize that you had to lock your bikes. So we go into like a massive car park and can't find ours. So we then spend about an hour trying to try every bike we can, and then we end up having to break into the backstage area and climbing over a fence. Then we get caught by a security guard and we have to convince him that we just left our bike back here because we knew the ones back there wouldn't be locked. And we end up finding just one bike, and I had like half a bottle of whiskey, and I had to cycle with Sean on my lap across the entire island, where we then got back to the hotel, and we decided not to go to the hotel and sat on the beach. And then I can't really remember much of the rest.
Funnily enough, that very same festival, I was cycling from the festival to the hotel, and I also had maybe had a few too many drinks, so I kept falling off the bike. And then out of nowhere, these two people with high-vis vests and like crosses on the back come to me, and they're like talking to me about my lifestyle choices, and they started giving me these leaflets about like converting to Christianity. So they were like trying to get me into their cult, but they took me back to the hotel, so that was very nice of them.
Nice. Yeah, that's actually I think that's the best story. I asked that question like in every interview this weekend, and that was like the best one I heard so far.
We did 47 festivals last summer. So there's a lot of stories. Yeah.
Nice. So you guys play like really dark music, and now you played, or relatively dark, yeah. And now you played like in the afternoon in the sun, which I think it's more difficult to bring the mood when weather's like this. How did you experience that?
Well, it's, you know, our music, some of it's quite dark, but there's quite a lot of variations within our live show. So I think, you know, we can, for an occasion like this, where it's obviously beautiful sunshine, we can sort of tailor it a little bit. So it's not just wall-to-wall aggressive music, angry shouting.
Playing festivals is very different to playing gigs, though. Like, yeah, there's a lot we have to do, and especially this summer, we're starting to play on main stages, obviously to small crowds, because we're very unknown in a lot of the countries, like, still. So it's a different type of performance. You know, you're quite disconnected from the audience because of how high up the stage is and how far away the barriers are. So you have to think about like quite a few things, like creating an atmosphere on stage and that should hopefully project. So I think, I mean, we're just gonna keep, it's a new platform to develop in as performers. So, you know, but we try and, all of our shows aren't really supposed to be that dark. It's all about enjoying yourself and having fun and, you know, entertainment. And so we try and keep that sort of like idea at the forefront of everything we do. You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously.
I think that's very important. Yeah. That makes you way more like sympathetic and stuff, and like makes you, I think, to the fans, you're nearer to the fans that way. And when you're like that serious person that stands on stage and doesn't do any like interaction with the audience. Yeah. When I listen to your music, I kind of think of bands like maybe Holograms or Ice Age. Why did you decide to make a post-punk band?
I don't really think we never really made that decision. I think that this record that we've put out this year is kind of like a living scrapbook of all the material we've written over the last 3 years. So I don't think there was ever a moment where we said, okay, let's make a post-punk record. It was just kind of how it came out. And it was, you know, a lot of the things we were listening to at the time definitely lended themselves to us putting out post-punk music. But there was never like, you know, like a light bulb moment. It was just a natural progression towards that style of music. And I'm sure the next record is, it's already sounding a little bit different sonically. So I don't know, I think you just kind of have to let things work themselves out rather than making a conscious decision to make a record in a certain genre.
It's also like the environment that we were heavily influenced by the environment that we started this band in. That was in a pub in Brixton called Queen's Head. And you know, we were 16, 17 years old when we started this band, so it was 4 years ago. And you know, it was that pub was quite a funny place. And they had a lot of interesting characters, and there were a lot of like drugs and interesting people going around. And you know, also we're from London, like there isn't much sunshine all the time. And I think there was a lot of stuff going on like socially and politically that were influenced. But now, because we've been touring for the past like year and a half or 2 years, we'll probably be drawing from the experiences that we've had in different countries and stuff like that, because we haven't been based in one particular area for quite a while.
Yeah, speaking of your first album you released in January, it's the debut. How has the reception been so far?
I'd say far better than we had expected. It was kind of crazy that we entered the UK album charts in the top 40. That was like way more than we thought. Everyone was pretty surprised. The reviews were amazing. It's just been a surprising and interesting experience since the record came out. A lot has changed since the release of that album. Far more people coming to the shows, far more people interested in what we're doing. And I don't know, obviously we were all happy with that, with the work we had done on this record, but I think it's definitely exceeded all of our expectations by quite some way.
I concur.
Cool. Do you notice, like, when you play shows in the UK and then play shows here or in the rest of Europe, do you recognize any differences audience-wise?
Well, in terms of when we play in places like Paris and Amsterdam and sort of like quite those central cities, we still have like, we have a sort of similar following to the one we have in the United Kingdom, which is really good. And, but I think when we come to different parts of these countries, it's like, you know, you are having to start up again, and they're, you know, 99% of the people here don't know who we are, and so you're having to prove yourself once again. But that's not a bad thing. You know, it's just sort of like it's just what it is, isn't it? But in terms of the crowd, I think there's always been quite a big interest in English music from the majority of Europe, and so I think people, you know, especially in France, and I think people respond quite well to that, and it's a lot of fun, and you know, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of like you. You toured the US too as well, and as you said, you're a really young band, like 4 years, and So how is that like that you get to tour the world with your music?
I mean, it feels obviously amazing to be able to tour the world with the music that we created as kids. I don't really know how I would advise anyone else to get to that stage. It's just, yeah. I'd say it's a mixture of relentless hard work, bit of good luck, good people surrounding you. There's just no way you can guarantee anything. It's such a volatile industry. And without being too sort of pessimistic, it could only be 2 years before we're like completely irrelevant and no one cares about who the fuck we are. So I guess you just have to take things as they come and try and enjoy and extract as much value out of what you're doing. So otherwise it seems like kind of pointless.
We don't stray too far from reality, and we are aware of, you know, of how much work we have to put in. And I think to do the, I mean, we've done like 110 gigs this year so far, and it's only June. So I think you need to be able to endure quite a lot, like lack of sleep, lack of food, losing friends, losing family, losing relationships, to be able to go through this. And at the end of the day, you can, you know, a lot of the places you go to, you will only ever see the inside of the venue. But then sometimes you get an opportunity to be able to explore a city, and that's sort of like what makes it all worth it. And the progress that we've been seeing, which is gradual, but I mean, even playing like the main stage today is definitely what makes it feel worth it. But there's no financial comfort.
Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah, if I'm honest, I didn't know you guys until I got the confirmation for this interview, and then I listened to your record, blew my mind away. So I'm definitely gonna listen that record a lot in the next. Yeah, that really heartfelt compliment. Really, so cool. Yeah, so I'm obviously a big music fan, and I'm always interested in what the musicians I listen to like to listen to. So what's on your heavy rotation at the moment?
There's that band Ice Age you mentioned earlier, and we've been listening to a lot of them. But in terms of like smaller bands who are less known, there are a lot coming out of like London.
Dublin.
London and Dublin at the moment. You know, not to forget the rest of the United Kingdom. But you know, I recommend like, but there's a band Black Midi. There's Hotel Lux, there's Fontaines DC, the Murder Capital. There's a band like Jockstrap. But then there are also bands like, there's a band called The Amazing Snakeheads, who I'd really, you might know them. We know Dale, and recommend listening to them. But there's almost like an overload of music coming out of England, coming out of the UK at the moment. It's sort of like, it's very hard to keep up. But yeah, like Eddie said, Eddie's gonna go. I mean, we're all gonna go and see Sigrid later.
I think she's really great. Like, it's very rare that I actually like sort of down the line pop music, but she's pretty interesting.
We watched that band, The Blaze, France,
yeah,
2 years ago. They are, fucking check them out. They are mental. The Blaze, and watch their music videos online. They're like
incredible.
Yeah.
So, what are you gonna do? Head off?
This is the first time we've ever, in 4 years, we have a tour bus, which is like a life of fucking luxury. So we're not probably gonna leave till like 1 or 2. Probably gonna drink cocktails and, you know,
like
relax in the sunshine and, you know.
To get sunburned.
Yeah, just enjoy ourselves.